morning. Good morning, Saturday morning. Does this sound a bit like The Lark Ascending by Vaughan Williams? Or like an old Irish air? To you? Well, this is maybe the greatest violinist ever born. And I'm not sure how this fits into the October Festival of Music called Octaver on Audioboo. Perhaps it won't fit into any of the themes. If so, it'll just be an extra, because this is very special to me, at least. Even the dog is soothed by it as he sits in the front of the car. Doesn't really show off his incredible virtuosity, but it's so lyrical. The next piece will really rock you, and this is really let's rock Octaver. This is not artificially speeded up. This is Heifetz. That's his name, Heifetz. This is Flight of the Bumblebee. What about that, eh? What about that? I think that's enough for the moment. On Saturday morning, this is Paul O'Mahony. Wondering how I'm going to follow that music with something that other people who are also doing Octaver can relate to. Because there is actually something lovely about the sharing of music in a community in which people put their heart into the music that they're sharing, like explain why they love it, you know, even emote their love for the music, or even share what they dislike, because that's one of the lovely features of Octaver this year, is that Sassy Cat has asked us to say what it is we really dislike. I suppose if there was I could adapt the music I've just played to the theme of who do you wish had never performed and on record? And I'm going to say Heifetz. And the reason I'm going to say Heifetz is this. That the guy is so good. The guy is just so astonishing. And I will play a little bit more of him in a second. That every other violin music pales into the background in comparison. Even my father's favorite, David Oistrakh, if that's pronounced the right way, pales into insignificance in my mind. Even Yo-Yo Ma, a wonderful woman, sexy violinist, who I love, she pales into insignificance alongside Heifetz. So if Heifetz had never existed, you know, we'd we wouldn't be listening to this kind of music. Well, I mean, this kind of playing. Would take in the shower, isn't it? It really is. Those of you who know him, he's a Scottish guy, and he plays classical music as he gets into the shower. I'm stopping that one, and I'm going to find you something that there's a pretty good chance you know this one. Sorry, that's a mistake by me. I flicked the wrong one. I haven't got the CD box in front of me, but I think this is the one that I really meant to say. You might know this one. Well, I think it must be number 16 on here. Forgive me. Here we are. This is the one I meant. From Porgy and Bess. In fact, I think one of my earlier pieces for Audioboo was this. Better turn it down. It Ain't Necessarily So by George Gershwin. Heifetz from that little introduction to him, I can tell you that there's a real treat in store if you can, don't know how much of it is on Spotify, but certainly you can certainly buy these, cost you an arm and a leg, I suspect, but the entire, a huge collection, the entire collection of Heifetz's public recordings in well, forgive me, I forget, but let's say 50 CDs. I mean, it is really enormous. I don't think I exaggerate that much, but I think he probably is the... Well, I don't know enough about this, but at the time when they came out, that would have been the biggest corpus of anybody's work that was recorded, or released, rather, on CD. And the wonderful thing about it was that whoever released it got the recordings from RCA and Decca and, you know, somebody else, I'm sure, so that it was amalgamation. So I'll just play you out on a little bit more of him. I'm actually going to go randomly back in through this CD, and I'm going to go to number 13, which is probably one of my favorite numbers.